Certainly running up to this time of year, we start thinking about goals, start thinking about, you know, maybe I should try and go to the gym every day next year, or, you know, maybe I should learn that language that, you know, I've always been meaning to do. Well, you know, I spoke to a lady earlier this week who has been consistently actually meeting her New Year's goals. Her New Year goal is to read 52 books a year, and so one for every week. Anyway, here's our chat. Have a listen. So at this time of year, we usually hear of people who, you know, they've managed to achieve a goal of the year, like reading a book a day or a book a week. And we have one of those people in the studio. Her name is Sarah Middleton-Jones, and she's actually been doing it for the last 8 years now, I think. Eight?
Yes, eight.
Fantastic. So tell us, why have you decided to make this goal for yourself, and has it been successful?
Well, firstly, I've been mostly successful, but because I view it more of a goal than as a quota, the aim is to get as close as possible to 52 books. Obviously, I'd like to achieve 52, and often I do, but if high 40s is also quite acceptable for me. But essentially, it came about because when I finished school, I realised I wanted to read all these books I hadn't had a chance to read while I was studying. So I just started reading and going through all of the classics, and you slowly realise how many books you're reading. But then I was also reading quite a limited selection because I was going, classics, I'll read classics. And I wanted to diversify it. So I thought by setting myself the goal of 52 books a year, which is quite achievable without limiting what you can read, I would have to pick books on what's available. That looks interesting, as opposed to I only want to read this particular type of book, or I like this particular type of book. So it was, the idea was to broaden what I read.
Okay, so, I mean, you said obviously the thing that you're drawn to are classics. What are some of the unexpected books that you probably wouldn't have chosen if you weren't doing this kind of goal-oriented idea you do every year?
Well, the funny thing is, like, back when I started, I didn't read much science fiction.
Mm.
I was a bit of fantasy, because when I was a kid, I started reading, like, Tolkien and those ones. But I've actually really gotten quite into science fiction and started getting into horror as well, because my friend introduced me to the Lovecraft books.
Okay.
Because I was like, oh, what are you reading at the moment? Which is how I get some of my ideas. And she's like, oh, I'm reading The Mountains of Madness. I was like, oh, can I borrow it? Read it? And then I got quite into those as well.
Awesome. So, I mean, in terms of that, so 52 books, when you finish a book, and obviously you've already read 40, and you're trying to think of the next book that you're going to read, how do you choose?
It's interesting. Sometimes it's influenced by what I've just read in the, oh, I really like this book. I'd actually quite like to read the next one in the series, another one by the author, or one quite similar. Although occasionally it's, I read this book, oh my god, I hated this book so much, I need to read something completely different.
I need an example there.
Okay, it was a sci-fi fiction book which came out earlier this year. I think it's A Small Planet Far Away, something like that. I can't remember the title off the top of my head. But the plotting was okay, I just found it so awfully politically correct, in that the entire thing was how they referred to people, what people did. It was quite painful to read in the end, and the plot and the ideas were great, the writing a bit iffy.
Okay, so what makes a good book?
It's a combination of things, really, because obviously there's really only a limited number of plots you can have, and if you read a lot of books, you realise you're reading the same plot a lot of times. So it's how they make that different. A lot of the times this is the concept or ideas behind it. For example, one of my favourite books I read recently was actually Villette by Charlotte Bronte. So that one was quite a typical story. So impoverished woman, goes overseas, tries to find work, works at a school. But it was really interesting in terms of the writing, because she'd written it from the perspective of the main character. And she had a very, almost obscured herself.
Okay.
So when she wrote, you never got a good view of her. And it took till quite late in the book until you realised how others viewed her.
Right.
So it was actually quite an interesting read in that way.
Okay. So, I mean, what's one of the books that you've just been reading?
Germany, Memories of a Nation by Neil McGregor, who did the 100 Objects, the History of the World and 100 Objects, which was the British Museum did quite a few years ago now.
Mm.
He's done a couple of other books since, and this is one of them, because he moved to, I think he was in Berlin as a curator of a museum there. So he's still following along the same idea of looking at history through objects, but this one's very much focused on the idea of how history and memory interlink. So, for example, instead of having each chapter being an object and that history of the object and what that means, the chapter's more a concept. For example, one of the chapters was about language, and it was looking at the first Bible written in German and how that Bible actually created the modern German language and standardized it all, which you don't have in a lot of other countries. It took a lot later to standardize it.
Oh, okay.
So that was actually a really interesting book, that one, actually.
So, I mean, for people who are thinking about their New Year's resolutions, their New Year's goals, and they're thinking about doing something like, let's read 52 books a year, what kind of advice do you have for them?
You have to, I think a lot of people approach it the wrong way, and they go, okay, I must read precisely one book a week. So they'll pick, say, really short books, really easy books, and that'll get quite boring after a while. I view it not so much as you have to read, in this week I must read a book. It's over the course of the year, I want to average 52. So actually, often what I do is I read more than one book at once.
Okay.
So I will pick, say, a really long, hard book, and I read on public transport a lot. So I'll sit there and I'll read that on public transport. But then when I'm at home in the evening, I'll read a different book that's a bit lighter, a bit easier in contrast. But then that allows you to go, okay, I'm going to read some really difficult ones. Like once I read Ulysses. So that took me quite a long time to read. But in the meantime, I was reading these shorter, easier books.
I think for all the listeners who may not know, Ulysses by James Joyce is notoriously one of the most difficult books to read, because I guess the plot isn't strong, is it?
It's a combination of things in the language. It's essentially a book that doesn't really want to be read.
Okay.
But when you do read it, that's why it has this massive fan, and they have the day where people recite it, because it's so difficult. There's a great sense of achievement, and when you do read it, you kind of connect with it quite a bit.
Okay.
But yeah, essentially, if you want to do it yourself, you kind of have to understand you can still read books like that, and the point is to read books like that, but to also to read every other book. Don't discriminate. Don't just go, I'm going to read this type of books, I'll read books that I like. It's pick any book off a shelf.
Perfect. All right, well, we're gonna have to leave it there. So that was Sarah Middleton-Jones, and she reads 52 books a year, which is definitely more than probably I've ever done, or maybe when I was about 10, I might have managed 52. So yeah, get inspired.